Children, this morning we turn to a story that is about how everything was made by the Lord. This reading is sometimes called philosophical. Do you know that word? Let's say it together. Philosophical. Let's do that again. Philosophical. It's philosophical because it comes from a love of wisdom. And we're reading from John's Gospel, chapter 1, and sometimes John is referred to as the philosophical gospel. Can we say philosophical again? Philosophical. I didn't hear that very well. Let's say it again. Philosophical. Yes, it comes from the word meaning love, philos, and wisdom, sophos. And why should we love wisdom? Yes?
Wisdom is truth and love together.
Very good, absolutely, because that's how God created everything in the beginning, from his truth, from his word, and from his love. Because when they go forth from the Lord, they go forth together, just as you've said. So this is John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. See how that's kind of interesting? God here is called what? What other name for God is there here? Yes? Well, we haven't mentioned the name Lord yet. Yes? Well, that's not here yet, but that's also a good name for God. But what we've just read. Oh, that's another wonderful name. Can someone else help us out here? What other name for God was mentioned in this reading so far? We've just started. John chapter 1.
The Word.
The Word. The Word. That's another name for God, the Word. Is that the same as Jesus? Is that the same as Yahuwah, the Lord? Yes, because his Word is himself. Is that easy to understand or is that a little difficult? Well, it's philosophical. It's philosophical because the Word, we sometimes think of words as just things that come out of our mouth. But you know, words are really what everything is made of. Everything has a quality. Everything has substance because the Lord God has made them. So everything is from the Word. Everything is from the Lord. So continuing, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now do you see that it's talking about the Word? The Word was with God, the Word was God, and all things were made by him. All things were made by his Word. And the Word is his life. And when we receive the Lord's Word, you know, we read the Word. Are we receiving the Lord's life? Yes, we are. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light appears in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Do you know when the Word comes to our minds? Well, it means we have to read it, right? But we have to realize that the Word is the Lord speaking to us. And when we realize that the Word is the Lord speaking to us, then he brings light to the world. Do you know where that world is? Isn't it in our minds? Don't we receive that light into our minds and from our minds? Everything we do can have the life and the light of the Lord within it. And our last verse for the morning, verse 9. That was the true light which enlightens every man who comes into the world. Now, each one of us is a human being, boy or a girl. We've come into the world, haven't we? And the Lord's word stands ready like the sunshine in the morning to fill our lives with light, because the Lord is the true light which enlightens everyone who comes into the world. Amen.